What's going on, successes? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. And y'all, this is your favorite morning show, all right? Favorite morning show where we're bringing you news, we're bringing you entertainment. Well, let's back it up. Y'all, here the goal and the focus is to make sure that you learn something new, right? That's the part where we bring in the education. And then want to get your week off to a great jump. That's the part where we bring you empowerment. And then lastly, but y'all know that you, me, we all need a little bit of entertainment, right? That's just what it is. So that's what we cover here on the show at Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And today, y'all, we're going to dive into some great and some good news. So first and foremost, last night, we always like to talk about what we ate before we get the show started. So last night, my wife made a concoction, and that thing was pretty delicious. It was a little bit of chicken. It was like a chicken. It was almost like a chicken soup of sorts, but it wasn't too heavy on the liquid, right? So we had a little bit of rice, a little bit of chicken spiced, a little bit of veggies in there, and it was pretty tasty, right? So I guess it was almost like a chicken stew, chicken soup type situation. But shout out to my wife. She did a great job, and she manages to find these recipes on Instagram, and then she adds them into this other app. And then it breaks down what it was and what we need to get the meal going. So shout out to my wife on that, because she really did hold it down. Okay, really did hold it down. I did a lot of learning this weekend, y'all. A lot of learning, a lot of listening, a lot of watching some content. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get ready to dive into Straight from the Source. And for today's segment of Straight from the Source, we're about to attack a pretty tough topic. And the reason why I say it's tough is because this is one of those topics to where, depending on who you talk to and depending on who you ask, you might get a different answer. And I'm not saying that's necessarily right, but I'm just saying that it's funny that as Christians at times, okay, that we will treat our faith walk and Christian walk like a buffet line. And I've been guilty many times, and I'm probably going to be guilty many more on different days. But the goal, of course, is to look more like Christ. And understanding if the goal is to look more like Christ, how can we really tap into that? Well, we can tap into it by getting into the Word of God. So I'm going to play this clip this morning. And after we roll this clip, then I want to get into and break down just a little bit more about what profanity has to do with being the language of Satan. So let's go ahead and roll the clip.
He is the language of Satan. Why in the world do you think it is okay to use profanity as a Christian and the disciple of Christ? Sinners are supposed to cuss because they're ignorant and deceived by the devil. The Bible says about sinners that the curse shows up in their life and they have no idea as to why. But as a Christian, why in the world do you think it's okay for you to talk clean one moment and then talk dirty the next? I've even seen some Christians talk about Jesus and use the F word in the same sentence. Cussing is for people who want the curse to come into their lives. Profanity is for people who want to invite perversion into their circumstances. Profanity is the language of Satan.
All right, man. Shout out to the good people over Lionheart Church. This is Pastor Arthur Turnbow the Third. Okay, shout out to him for really giving this breakdown and really coming and sharing this topic in a very real way. So now let's go ahead and get into it. Like, what does the Bible really say about cussing and using language and foul words? Let's go ahead and look. Okay, so first and foremost, the first scripture that jumps out at us is Ephesians 4, and the text reads, "Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but if there is any good word for edification according to the need of the moment, say that, so that it will give grace to those who hear it." Okay, so looking at this text here, what is it telling us initially? It's telling us, it says no unwholesome words come out of your mouth, right? So this could be cussing, this could be cutting down, this could be different things that we're using to try to manipulate people. No unwholesome words come out of your mouth, But if there is anything good for edification, then according to the moment. So it's saying use proper language based on the moment. Say that, right? So that it will give grace to others who hear. So it's saying don't use negative words. Use positive words so that when people hear it, it gives them grace. Let's keep going. Then there's also Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, and it says, but now you also rid yourself of all of them, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene speech from your mouth. So once again, the Bible is adamant here about letting us know we shouldn't be using this type of language. We should release ourselves of this type of language. And in this particular verse, it's pairing obscene language with anger and pairing it with wrath and also malice and slander. So slander, you know, is one of those things to where how you can, depending on the situation, right? I'm not giving the okay for slander, but we want to be very careful about the words that we put on people. We want to be very careful about the things that we hear and then we go share elsewhere, right? Gossip and these type things. That's what slander looks like. And imagine if somebody was going around your job or going around the city or going around your school and they were slandering you. They were slandering your name. What does that then look like? Or what would you feel from hearing that? You would not be happy. You would not be pleased. So why should we not then give other people that same grace? Right? We hear something and we go take and run it and go tell it. Let's not be those people. Let's be Christians. Let's be Christ followers and representatives, showing that we can hear something negative about somebody, but that doesn't mean we're going to go and spread it all across the city and go tell everybody's business. Not necessary. And then there's one final verse I had. This is James 3:10. And it says, from the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. It kind of reminds me of the old quote to where people would cuss and they'd say all these different things. And then people would say, well, that's the same mouth you kiss your mother with? Is that can't be the same mouth that you kiss your mother with. Because it's letting us know that there are two, I don't want to say dichotomies, but two polar opposite thoughts and feelings here. Right? Because typically when we think of kissing our mother, or typically when we think of a relationship with our mother, we think of operating respectfully, operating and being very careful of the words that we're using and the way that we're moving. But then when we go to school or we go to the club or we go to the bar or whatever it might be, then we use different words and different. Why shouldn't we operate the same at all times? Why shouldn't we? If we call ourselves believers of Christ, if we're going to be one way, why shouldn't we be that one way all the time in all of our doing? So family, that's something to consider today from Straight from the Source. And once again, I want to shout out the Lionheart Church for providing that clip and just really challenging us this morning on the language that we're using, the things that we're saying, and ultimately the way that we're speaking. Because if we don't get very clear and very intentional on what decision we're choosing and who we're deciding to follow through our speech, through our actions, through our deeds, well, then we're not doing a great job of modeling Christ and we're not doing a great job of modeling the kingdom. So family, let's be encouraged today, but most importantly, let's be intentional, all right? Let's be intentional. That was Straight from the Source. Now we're going to get ready to transition. We're going to shift gears and now we're going to move. And now we're going to get ready to talk a little bit about some sports last night. Of course, yesterday was Sunday. So what does that mean? Sunday night football, Sunday football. The 49ers ultimately upset. The San Francisco 49ers upset the Eagles and they really, really did their thing. 23-19. Okay. So now with San Francisco stealing a road playoff win to advance to a divisional round. Next level. We see you, Brock Purdy. He led the offense with 262 passing yards and two TDs, while Christian McCaffrey contributed as both a runner and a receiver. And the Eagles tight end, ultimately, the Eagles star tight end, George Kittle suffered an Achilles injury during the game. That's extremely unfortunate. But hey, man, the 49ers getting able to really deliver on a fourth down stop to really seal that win. That's always a big deal, man. And shout out to Christian McCaffrey out there getting active. But what else happened? Well, what else happened is the Patriots, New England Patriots 16 to the Los Angeles Chargers 3. And Drake May, he threw for 268 and had two TDs. He felt that this wasn't his best performance. He said that the defense really carried him last night. But hey, man, that's what it's about, being a quarterback and really stepping up. And then, y'all, I wanna also just talk about the Bills and the Jaguars. And we got a clip for you to roll just in a brief moment. But the Buffalo Bills, man, 27 to 24, they edge out the Jaguars. And Josh Allen finally got his first road playoff win in 33 years for the Buffaloes with the late go-ahead one-yard TD run. Love to see it. Love to see it. The defense came up big with a late interception. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to them doing their thing. Buffalo Bills, get this dub. I like Josh Allen. I rock with the Bills in that way. But now what I want to get to, now I want to get ready to play this clip. And this clip is from a post-game press conference with the Jaguars. So let's go ahead and get ready to roll this here. And this is going to be your feel-good sports moment of the day. So let's go ahead. So this is going to be your feel-good sports moment of the day. Let's go ahead and get into it.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
And you did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and
you,
ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, y'all. Went to play that
Free
clip.
Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations.
Yeah, I wanted to play that clip there because so often, you know, after a tough loss, young head coach or, I mean, a team period, right? They put so much blood, sweat, effort, tears, all of the things into competing at the highest level and to ultimately trying to win. And then when you lose, like, you can be disheartened, right? And this is a young head coach. This is Coach Cohen. And it can be so hard and so frustrating. But every once in a while, like those good people coming from an authentic place and really seeking to pour into you, I think it's really dope because it's needed, right? It's needed and it's necessary. And then really quick, wanted to hit on NBA scores and then we're going to transition into what we have next. But NBA games, we got the Thunder 124 to 112, Timberwolves 104 to 103 over the Spurs, the Suns 112 over the Wizards 93. Then we got the Nuggets, 108 to the Bucks, 104. And then the Hawks, 124 to 114. Oh, the Hawks are saying, Trae Young, we don't need you. Yikes. And then lastly, there was the Knicks, 123 over the Trailblazers, 114. And Jalen Brunson did what Jalen Brunson does, scored 26 points and snapped Portland's five-game win streak. That's a very big deal. We like to see that, Jalen Brunson. We really like to see that from you, all right, sir? Really enjoy seeing that from you. Okay, so now what I want to do is the focus has been in 2026 and for me in previous years, right? And we even talked about this earlier. Well, we talked about this earlier in the year, last week, producer Britt and myself. Talk about setting goals, right? Ultimately setting goals, achieving what you want to achieve in 2026. But so often, the goals are always business. Let me know in the comments if this is true or let me know in the comments if this is cap, okay? If I'm out of pocket, let me know, okay? I'm not above reproach. But not only do we typically focus, well, at least me, have focused on business, but also has focused on basically everything outside of like family, everything outside of spouse and children at times, right? Because when I think of goals, it typically turns into looking at things selfishly, not selflessly. So I was on social media and I saw a clip from my guy, Glenn Henry, a.k.a. Belief in Fatherhood. And I was like, ooh, that's good. So now I want to roll this clip and then I'm going to come back and unpack what my actions were after and what my actions continue to be based on what I saw. So we're going to get ready to roll this clip. And then I want to also hear, what are your thoughts? What are your opinions? What are your feelings? So let's go ahead and get into this clip.
We made it to 2026. Welcome, Black. We have set goals for the new year. We have big resolutions or whatever it is, the things you want to change and the things you want to do differently in your life this year. I'm wondering if any of us have set goals for our relationships with our children. There's certain relationships you have, you don't want them to fall apart. You want them to grow. Have you set a relationship intentionally to accept the invitation from your child? I want to let you know, that's something I have definitely been thinking about since I wrote this book, Father Yourself First. Okay, now I'm putting into practice the things that are in this book, as I always have, but it's different now because now it's out there in the world. This isn't just something I've been working on for the past 10 years. This is something that people are now telling me, hey, your book has inspired me to do X, Y, Z with my kid. And I'm so grateful. So as I'm taking it from the book, I want you to set some goals, not just for yourself, but also for the relationships that you value, which also should be your children and your spouse, your friends, your parents, whoever you have a relationship with. Let's set.
Y'all, man, shout out to Belief, man. Father Yourself First. All right. Have the opportunity to meet Belief. Go ahead and grab the book. This man takes fatherhood seriously, okay? And if you don't know his story, you need to go back and check him out on YouTube. For one, subscribe to Belief in Fatherhood, his channel. But go and just watch so you can really experience and really get a good grasp on who this man is and the work that he really is serious about doing. And when he says this is a work that he's put together from 10 years, he really means it. From being like a stay-at-home dad to now doing the work that he's doing entrepreneurially. But let's finish the clip. But I just want to let y'all know, man, Belief, solid dude. Had the opportunity to meet him, but let's continue to roll the clip.
Goals for them. I'm going to let you know some of mine, okay? Last year, we went on 2 camping trips. I'm going to do 4 camping trips this year, okay? Also, we want to read through the Bible as a family, okay? If you see my stories, you already know we're on track to do that this year. We've been killing it. Also, more literature for myself. I just read this book, The Man the Moment Demands, Master the 10 Characteristics of the Comprehensive Man by Jason Wilson.
Okay, The Man the Moment Demands. Shout out to Jason Wilson on that. That book is a great read. And not only is it a great read, it's a great application manual, okay? Because I have the audio book, and every time I'm listening to it, it just challenges me in a different way as a man. Like, what are things that I can be focusing on? What are things that I can be doing? I'm going to break this down a little bit more, but that also is a book that needs to be in your library. All right. The Man the Moment Demands by Jason Wilson.
Incredible read. I feel like this should be a yearly read for every man. Read it every year because it's different stages. You'll be different men in every season. So please get this book. My oldest son is going to turn 13 this year. That's a big deal. One of the things that he really cares about is working out, right? But he has some limitations because of some things that has happened to him in the past. And so we're going to work on some things together. Okay. So I'm going to grow in my relationship with Theo in his health journey so he can become a more proficient hockey player and just a more proficient athlete, anything he wants to do. Uriah, same thing. He wants to do some stuff with his health, but he has a knack for creating. He loves to write rhymes, which is my specialty. And he also loves to cook. But we can't just be cooking without maintaining our health. So Theo, Uriah, and myself are going to be gym buddies this year. In addition to that, my 2 youngest, Anaya and Uzi, they need to work on reading. So I'm committed to reading to them on a consistent basis, but really working on their reading so that they're able to read on their own by themselves. I'll catch my oldest 2 reading around the house, but the youngest 2, you know, they're struggling a little bit. So I'm working on that. That's my goal with them.
Okay, y'all. Okay, so look, want to come back because I wanted to now share based on what I heard Belief say, right? And I wanted to let that clip play there because he talked about physical fitness and training for his oldest 2 boys. And then for the younger 2 chocolate babies, as him and his wife Yvette refer to them on their podcast, How Married Are You? I want to let that part play because then he talks about them with reading and Bible time. So I want to just give a holistic picture, right? So from that clip, not only did Glenn challenge me, but from that clip, then I said, there are some things that we need to do differently on this side as well, right? Because at the top of the year, my wife and I, we got two calendars, right? We have one that's in the kitchen and lists out the days of the week. And, you know, I list out what I have going on this week. She lists out what she has going on. It has our names, and then we go down, right? It's almost like an Excel sheet of sorts, but it's a calendar. And then we list out what our two sons have going, right? Okay, we're going to take this one to daycare this week. We're going to take this one to school or play date, whatever that might be. And then we have another calendar that where we struggled to put it up. It was like, where are we going to put it up? Where are we going to put it up? But then we put this up in our bathroom. This way, so it's not in the bedroom, so we don't see it when we go to sleep and when we wake up at night, because we don't want to continue to think about these things. But we set it in our bathroom, and in on this particular calendar, it has our goals and our stuff on it. So like business goals and focuses, and then we also have some fitness stuff on there. But then on the days, we have written out certain things and certain activities on the days that we want to get into and that we want to attack. So now the question becomes, well, John, well, how do we really set goals that go beyond business then? What does that look like? So this is what I want to submit to you. This is something that I really dove in literally this weekend. And after doing it, then I told my wife, and she was like, I like that. I was like, really? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. So one of the things that I have been doing is ultimately, one of the things I've been doing, I've been focusing on growing, focusing on learning. And I said my word for the year is director, right? So let me pull up my spreadsheet. Well, let me zoom that down. And yeah, so I said my focus for the year was the word director, right? So in 2026, my focus for the year is learning, and then after learning from them, implementing too, okay? So look, this is what I got. I pulled three areas, okay? So the first area is family and fatherhood. The second area is videography and production, and the third area is business, right? Now I'm gonna break this down a little bit for you all so we're all on the same page. And Belief, who I just showed, okay, so look, I have the three areas, and then I pick specific mentors in each respective area, okay? And the goal for me now is to not gonna continue to add names on. I believe I have all the names that I need. I might add maybe one more to business and maybe one more to family and fatherhood, but I don't want it to be overwhelming. But now I'm going to either be mentored directly or indirectly by these people in these respective areas. For instance, we just played the clip from Belief. And after hearing what Belief shared about fatherhood, then he challenged me. And then I was like, ooh, these are some things that I need to begin to do, right? So after seeing that content, then I began to make out this list. And then I began to think to myself, ooh, in the marriage category or in the family category, we need to do a better job, or I need to do a better job of finding and listing out date nights and date times. In my family, where can I get better? Ooh, let me start getting better at finding recipes and cooking more meals for my family so this can now distribute that task or that weight, right? So hearing these things from Belief, that is now going to be something that I'm going to learn and then implement. And then Jason Wilson, when it comes to manhood and listening to his books and his resources, I already have two of his books, and I have not taken the time to listen to both of them in their entirety, right? The Moment Demands is the first book, and then also Battle Cry, I believe, is the second one, but I never listened to it in its entirety. So now, in 2026, I'm going to go through and then begin to listen and implement those things that I've learned from these gentlemen. And then also learning more about videography, production. Jaron Collins, my guy, has been a videographer for 10 plus years. Videographer, entrepreneur, 10 plus years. Same with Reginald Titus, and he's the executive producer of Natural Hair, the movie. And shout out to Sister Ashanti Titus, because she also is the executive producer of Natural Hair, the movie. So having conversations with Reginald as I'm wanting to learn more about videography and then maybe reaching out to Jaron and asking him questions about videography. And then also have a guy named Jordan Moore. I call him Director J. We work together at my church, but he directs not only announcements, but he does B-roll, and he understands videography as well. So diving into and asking questions of them regarding videography. So why am I doing this? Because going up top, because I want to be a director, right? And not just a director in film, not just a director for this or that, but I want to be a director in my life. But getting me there around videography and production, it's going to be these people. Jordan Moore, I also have Ryan Coogler down here because I listen to his interviews and I gain a lot of insight when he speaks. Of course, we know that he was the director for Black Panther, and we know that he was the director for Creed and all of these other movies that continue to be stacked on each other, Sinners and different things like that. So these are people that I'm desiring and aspiring to learn from. And then lastly, who we have is, last but not least, we got my producer here with Speaker Success in the Morning, Brittany Lucky. And Brittany has the experience to where she used to produce for Erica Campbell in the Get Up in the Morning with Erica Campbell. And then she also was a producer for Ricky Smiley in his show. And I'm able to learn a lot from her because she has the technical media background, because she went to school for media, right? So these are people that are in the videography category. And then down below, I have business, right? And my business mentors are Rich Paul, Ian Schwartzman, and currently it's just those. And Rich Paul, okay, he was known as an agent coming up, but he was really known first as LeBron's homeboy, right? That's LeBron's homeboy. Now we know him as LeBron's business partner. Now we honestly know him as Rich Paul, just Rich Paul, period, right? He can stand alone. He's by himself. But we know that because he's shown us that through his business acumen and what he knows and what he's been able to implement and what he's been able to do. So for 2026, this has been my philosophy, right? I got the word. Then I determine the action right there, focusing on learning from and impacting and implementing to. And then I got the mentors in the three areas I want to focus on: family, fatherhood, videography, and business. Okay. So knowing and understanding that, now is my time to challenge myself. Now's the time to challenge myself on learning. And then when I learn, now it's time to implement. All right, y'all. So this is what we're focusing here on this side. And now I want to just share two more clips. And I want to get ready to get out of here a little bit early today. But there's a few exciting things that happened this past weekend, right? Yeah, we know it was the Golden Globes. But even beyond that, something extremely exciting happened this past weekend. And it was a premiere of a show for my brother, Mahari Takai. And one thing that my brother has been doing is he's been working like crazy, not only this year, but I've seen him work like crazy in previous years, and seeing what he's done by creating Men's Fashion Week Dallas. And he's created a lot of things in a short period of time, and he's been working tirelessly and faithfully. And he also had the opportunity to be one of the contestants of On Brand with Jimmy Fallon and Bozeman St. John. So shout out to him. But this past weekend, he hosted, well, not even just hosted, he kicked off, okay? He kicked off Cook Dad Cook. And it premiered this past Saturday at 10 p.m. Central Standard on CW33. And it rolls Saturdays at 10 p.m. on CW33, but Central Standard Time. All right, Central Standard Time. So be sure to tap in, but I want to just play a quick clip so you can get a feel, and so you can just know what you're going to be watching coming up here in the coming days. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll the Cook Dad Cook clip, and here we go.
Every dad wants to show up for his kids, but not everyone knows where to start. On Cook Dad Cook, three dads step into the kitchen to cook a meal and discover something deeper along the way. There's a winner every week, but the real prize is connection. Cook Dad Cook, hosted by Mahari Takai.
All right, family man, shout out to him. Shout out to him. Because that, I mean, that's amazing and phenomenal, because hearing what he said also goes into what I was saying. So this would go under fatherhood, right? I would take this idea, and because it is true, right? Because moms and dads alike want their children to have healthy, wholesome meals. So now seeing this, this is going to contribute to my fatherhood angle and my cooking and just what I said. So this is good, because watching the show, not only am I going to be able to learn and extract recipes, but now I'm going to be able to put those recipes to use. All right. And then the last clip I want to just play and then go out on a good note is shouting out Teyana Taylor. This past weekend, she took home a Golden Globe. Let's hear what she had to say.
Watching, y'all better be off them damn phones and watching me right now. Oh my God. First, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for every part of this faith walk, every lesson, every test, and every blessing. Thank you to the Golden Globe voters for seeing me and reminding me that purpose always finds this moment. To my mommy and my daddy, it's up for y'all anytime. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being here with me tonight. To my tribe, oh my God, my grounding force, my joy, my daily reminder that love is an action, not just the word. And everything I do is rooted in that truth. To Paul, let him cook, Thomas Anderson. Thank you for your vision, your trust, and your brilliance. My gratitude is endless. I love you. We love you. And thank you so much for holding space for me and our entire cast, Leo, Sean, Benicio, Chase, Regina, everybody, the crew, every single person who has touched this project. None of this is taken lightly, and none of this is taken for granted. Oh, my God, this shit is heavy. Pam, Mike, Warner Brothers, Sarah, Cassandra, Natina, Lee, WME, this whole journey would not exist without you and your support. I love you, and I thank you so much. And last but most importantly, to my brown sisters and little brown girls watching tonight, our softness is not a liability. Our depth is not, too much. Our light does not need permission to shine. We belong in every room we walk into. Our voices matter, and our dreams deserve space. Thank you so much, everybody.
We gotta love to see it. We gotta love to see it. Gotta love to see it. Man, shout out to Teyana Taylor winning a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress from one battle after another, okay? 2025 with her, Leonardo DiCaprio, and man, that's just powerful to see and encouraging in addition to that, right? Her getting this Golden Globe, and just like she said, shout out to the, you know, the little black and brown baby girls, and seeing an inspiration in this way, man, I'm excited for her. This is major. Like this is truly major, and don't want to minimize that at all. But family, I hope you all got something from today's show. I hope you have seen and you know and you understand that going into the depths or going into 2026 in a deep way, I hope you're encouraged. I hope you're inspired. And I hope you know that you can achieve what you desire to achieve, and you ultimately will become what you want to become. But that's only going to happen through intentional action. That's only going to happen through you doing the work, taking the step by step by step. And nobody's going to do the work for you. Nobody's coming to save you except for Jesus Christ. But when he does, he's going to just go. The world's going to be cleared out. Okay. He going to return, but the world going to be cleared out. Everything going to be gone. Okay. So just make sure that whatever you want to come to fruition in 2026, make sure that you not only have faith in God, but secondly, make sure that you're intentional on asking and seeking wisdom for that thing. And then after you get the wisdom, after you get the insight, after you get the mentors, after you get what you need to get, please make sure that you take the action that follows. All right, family, If you have not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe to Speak Your Success Media here on YouTube. And also, if you enjoy the audio experience, just go to wherever you get your podcast from, Apple, Spotify, wherever, and just type in Speak Your Success Media. Okay? Looking forward to staying connected with you and family. Please remember always to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?